the process of creating this project was not straightforward. When the course started and we began discussing our literary texts, I scrabbled to find the perfect way of representing Antoine de Saint-Exupéry's story, The Little Prince. The story inspires ambition and courage and encouraging readers to explore the unknown, challenge conventional thinking, and embrace new experiences with an open heart. In following the prince's footsteps, I wanted to step outside of my comfort zone and do an ambitious project. I'd initially planned to rewrite the entire story into a travel journal that the prince carries with him on his journey across the universe. In the journal, he would write down the lessons he learned along the way, from the businessman's lesson that material items cannot buy us happiness or love, to the lamplighter's lesson that finding purpose in even the simplest tasks can bring us immense fulfillment. I am grateful that I changed my mind and created a scrapbook instead of a travel journal. Not only did I save myself a lot of labor, 113 pages to be exact, but I also realized while creating my scrapbook, we don't learn things in the moment. Many insights come to us afterwards when we can take a step back and look at the landscape of our actions and our decisions and our emotions. The travel journal, although interesting and enlightening, may not have been able to capture the idea of retrospection and the sudden realization that many of us have after significant periods in our lives. We have changed. We have grown. And the steps that feel small and peripheral are really the steps we take toward our own growth. In my scrapbook, I emphasize the idea of assembling objects that perhaps feel like a postcard or a handwritten letter in our hands, but are really monuments of love and imagination and larger ideas that we don't get the chance to see until it is placed in a tangible scrapbook alongside our intangible memories. We cannot fully grasp the lessons we learn in the moment. When the prince is traveling across the asteroid, he shrugs off each individual he meets and calls them strange. He only realizes that these individuals have helped him grow when he has completed his journey. My scrapbook allows for that adjustment period between embarking on his journey and understanding exactly how his environment is shifting his view of the world and the relationships he has. Just as the lessons the prince is being taught unfold gradually over time, my own understanding of my scrapbook took until I was finished. I had initially planned my project around two concepts: the accessibility of knowledge and the creation of relationships through shared space and time. However, as I closed my completed scrapbooks and started writing my final reflection, I learned many new insights into The Little Prince that I hadn't known in my previous readings. My scrapbook was not at all about knowledge or sharing space. It was about the value of abstract ideas and the possibility of transforming those ideas into unshakable and concrete representations, demonstrating friendship through a letter kept in one's pocket. It took reflecting on the nature of intangible and ineffable emotions and experiences to understand that sensory engagement opens new opportunities for us to explore our identities. The prince leaves his asteroid to find a new meaning to life and to learn about love. This journey is filled with turbulence and encounters that challenge his understanding of relationships, responsibility, and what truly matters. I had a similar journey when creating this project. I too had to overcome the unknown of trying new things like typesetting and scrapbooking in order to understand The Little Prince a little more. Our lives are collages of the people we meet, the interactions we have, the letters we write and send or don't send, and the things we love so much that we put them in a glass case.